Today's shir is Masechta Chul and Daf Kuf Tezvav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amid Be'ez, two lines from the bottom. Simin Shabbos Chayrish Kal Yisroim Ois Vespinoi V'Shluach HaKan. Begins the Gemara El Miata. We learned in our previous shir that the Isser of eating Bas B'Chalav is based on the pasuk that Torah says called ta'eva, that anything that has a ta'eva, we may not eat. Elame ata. So ask the Gemara, now that we've established that anything that fits into the category of ta'eva may not be eaten, so ask the Gemara, Masa Shabbos, anything that was done, that was created through Chil Shabbos, litzru, should be usur, because it should fall into the category, as the Gemara, it should fall into the category of leisoichel kol teiva. The te'after lachu, that's certainly something that the Torah does not want us to do. The Torah does not want us to, in any way, eat b'mechal Shabbos, and therefore if something was cooked on Shabbos, for example, we should be usur to eat this. Amakra answers the Gemara, because the pasuk says, v'shmatim es Shabbos. So we learn from the pasuk of v'shmatim es Shabbos ki kodesh shilochem. We learn from here he kodesh, the Shabbos is kodesh. However, v'maseh kodesh, what was made on Shabbos is not in the category of kodesh, and therefore it's not also because of lois seichel kol ta'eva. If we recall, when we learned much earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Tezvav Amin Aleph, we learned the Machloikis, what is the status of a food that was cooked on Shabbos B'mezid? May we eat it? When may we eat it on Matzah Shabbos? According to a mayor, on Matzah Shabbos, it may be eaten after B'chdei Shiyasu, after the amount of time that it takes to cook that food passes. According to Yehuda, for the person who actually cooked it, it's usur, it's prohibited forever. And for other people, it's mutter. According to Yehuda Hassandler, it's usur both for the person who cooked it and for everyone else forever. And as we learned in the Gemara, the machlokes is if something that was created on Shabbos is usur midrashim midrabbanim. According to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's also midiraisa, because he explains that the pasuk that says ki kodesh shilochem, so compare something that was made with chil Shabbos to something that is kodesh. And of course, when we speak about kodesh, we speak about foods that are in the category of kodesh. So certainly, it means that they're also, we're going to be learning in our shurim still about me'ilah. This too is also b'cheirim. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's opinion is that anything that was created through Chil Shabbos is usur forever. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that something that was made through Chil Shabbos is only usur midrabbanan. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why may not the person who cooked it ever eat it? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is it's a knas. According to Rabbi Meir, there was no knas. The only reason Rav Meir holds we have to wait Matzah Shabbos B'chdei Shiyasu is because we don't want anyone to benefit from something that was made with Isser. And therefore, our Gemara's question is, according to Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda, why is the halacha that somebody cooks B'Shabbos B'mezid? It's not Osir Midaraisa. Why should it not be Osir? Why should this not be a category of leisoichel ta'eva? And if it was cooked through doing an isser, it should be usur. Says the Gemara. Another question: Hacharish b'shabach hamor. If somebody plows together with a horse, with a donkey and an ox, which the Torah says explicitly leisachroish b'shabach hamor yachtav. Or if some chaysim pi para, if somebody muzzled his cow's mouth, the doshba, and at that point he threshes with it, and therefore he's over the isser of Leisachs Mishar Badisha, so too Litzeru, whatever was made through such a prohibited activity should become Asur, because it should be a violation of Leisach L'Teava, Daha Te'afti L'Chahu, it's something that the Torah does want. So the way, as we explained the Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara, where the Gemara's question is that Litzeru, what the Gemara is, that it means that the food, the produce that was created this way should become usur. The Gemara never asked about the animals becoming usur, because they weren't created, so to speak, in sin. What was created in sin was the food, but not the what was created in sin was the food, the produce, but not the animals. However, Tosfos has a different explanation, and Tosfos says the Gemara's question was that the food, that the animals should become usur. Answers the Gemara, Hashta, if we speak about Shabbos, Umar Shabbos the Chavira, Shabbos is certainly more serious issa than these isurim. We just learned Maseh Matarim because he kodesh ve Maseh kodesh, so Hani, which these averas that we just identified, which are lesser avera, like Koshkein, that the halacha is that they should be mutter. So Rashi points out, if that's the way we're going to learn, we began this sugya speaking about Issa Bas B'Cholov, and Bas B'Cholov is also only a lav, like Klayim and Loisachsim. So why don't we learn from Shabbos that just like that they're not usur, because like the Gemara just indicated, if by Shabbos there's no, it's not usur, here it certainly should not be usur, says Rashi, because the actual pasuk of Leisoichel Kata'eva speaks about Bas B'Cholov. And since that actual pasuk speaks about Bas B'Cholov, says Rashi, that even though it's a lesser Aveira, of course, the Torah is telling us that it's Osir. But when we speak about these other Averas that the Gemara just indicated, Klein Behema, Charisha, that's not what the pasuk is speaking about. And moreover, it's not actually the food that was made. The Aveira was not done with the food. He's only eating something that was produced that way. Whereas when we speak about Bas B'Cholov, the Bas B'Cholov is the actual food that was created in sin. Tosfos takes it a step further. He says, in all the different cases that we learned in today's shiur, the fact that there was an Aveira done is not noticeable, and this is very geschmack with Rashi's pshat, it's not very noticeable in the food that we're eating. When we eat food that was created, we can't tell what happened to the animal when that food was worked on. When something was made on Shabbos and now we have a food that was cooked or baked on Shabbos and it's Motzei Shabbos, we have really no way of knowing on Motzei Shabbos that food was made b'Isser. However, when we speak about Bas B'Cholov, when we have a food which is a combination of Bas B'Cholov, we look at that food and we see that food is food that is a combination of Bas B'Cholov, and that's why we have to be more machmer. Ask the Gemara, Kali Zroim, when we mix together different seeds, Litzra, they should become Asur, because of Leisach L'Kaveva, Da Te'afta L'Chahu, it's certainly something the Torah doesn't want us to do. Answers the Gemara, Mid Gola Rechmana Gabi Kali Kerem, if we just learned by Kali Kerem, which are a very serious Isser. Because the halach is that Kali HaKerem are Osa Bahano. Torah said, Lesizr Karmacha Klayim, Pen Tigda Shemalei Azera Ashatizora. And we learn from that pasuk, where we learn the word Tigdash, Tukat Eish. And it has to be burnt. The Torah is telling us, be careful not to have Kali HaKerem. Because if you're going to have Kali HaKerem, whatever is produced that way, Tukat Eish, must be burnt. It's Osa Bahanoa. And still, the Torah says that, as we learned, that it's not Osir, that the lav of Loisoichot Teva doesn't apply to them, b'chlal, certainly kali zorim, klai zroim, are not usur, which are not usur b'hanob. So therefore, the halacha is that we don't need a pot. It's obvious that it doesn't apply to it. Veima, says the Gemara, why are we learning this way? Eima asked the Gemara, should we not say that kali kerem asurim bein b'achila bein b'ano, that kali kerem are usur under all situation, bein kali kerem asurim bein b'achila bein b'ano, kali zroim are only usur b'achila, the halachas that should be usur b'achila b'ano shori. And therefore, if that will be the case, we won't be able to learn from kali kerem that kali zroim a mutter b'hano. Answers the Gemara, we can't say that kali zroim are osa b'achila based on the pasuk that we're learning. This gishla kali behema, because it's compared to kali behema. What does that mean? The ksiv behemtecha le'sabia klayim, satcha le'sizr klayim. Just like when we speak about the animals, if we mix two different types of animal, something that is produced through klayim is mutter, and therefore the Gemara is saying that just like kala behema is mutter to be eaten, even though it's made that way, so too here the halacha is that it'll be mutter b'achila. Ask the Gemara. So we're assuming without any question that kali behema may be eaten. So ask them of a kali behema gufayim enolon. How do we know that kali behema may be eaten? Answers the Gemara. Mida os rachmana klayim l'gavaya. The fact that the Torah says that kali behema may not be brought as a carbon, mechlal, this clearly indicates that the lehedyet for not for carbon, it's shari. And that's what the Torah is trying to teach us. You can't bring it as a carbon, but you could use it for yourself. So I saw the Rosh Yosef asks that when the Torah says that we're not allowed to use kali behema for carbon, it's only the baby that's born from the klayim. But the animal itself that participated in klayim can be used for the carbon. So we can't bring a raya that's the halacha on the baby. The Torah is speaking about the animal. So he answers that the Torah certainly means to say that if the baby that was never, and that's what the Gemara is saying, this would be more in line with Tosfos, that maybe indeed the animals that were mated would be usur. So Tosfos says that can't be the halacha. And Tosfos explains, why can't that be the halacha? Because if the baby that was created in sin is not usur, then certainly the parents that were not created in sin will certainly not be usur. Ask the Gemara, but Oysev Espanoi, we've spoken extensively in our Masechta, that the halacha is we're not allowed to kill a baby and its mother on the same day. Litzer, the halacha should be that if somebody violated it, he should be usur to eat it because leisach kol teiva. Answers the Gemara. We find that the Torah often speaks about an animal that's not ready to be brought as a carbon. And as we've explained, that type of a situation is called mechusas man. And the Torah goes out of its way, says the Gemara. Mida usur rachmana mechusas man legevaya. If the Torah says that something that's not able to be brought cannot be used the carbon, the Torah is specifically telling us mechlal de lahedit shari, and there is no problem with circle called ta'eva. So now ask the Gemara, what about shluach hakan? The Torah says that if ki kara kan sipul fenecha, when you have a nest with the mother and the babies, the Torah says lesika cha'im alabonim. The Torah says you can't take both shalayach to shalayach asaim. Send away the mother. So the halacha is, this person, if he violated chas v'sholem, the lav leisika cho'em al bonim, that, and now the halacha should be that this bird should be also b'achil b'ano, again, because of the lav of l'soichel kol ta'eva. We did an aveira where instead of sending away the mother, shaleich to shaleich ha'seim, he kept it for himself. Answers the Gemara, l'yasa tar shalach l'takara. The Torah says that if you took the mother, send her away. Now let's think about it, says the Gemara. If the halacha were really that, if the halacha were really that that bird, that mother bird, that instead of you taking it, you kept it, then it becomes usur, and that the Torah tells us send it away, so that bird will fly, and I'll catch that bird. And if I'll catch that bird, and it's usur to be eaten, I'll be eating a bird that I wasn't allowed to eat. The Gemara finds it impossible to say that that's what the Torah recommends. That the Torah recommends to do something which will create that somebody may eat something that is usur. So I saw that the Rosh Yosef speaks about a concept that we're going to be speaking still about, and that's the concept of Eim Avatl Isla Chathila. We're not allowed to do something that will create Bittl Isra. But as a machloikis, if that's usur Midaraisa or Midarabonim, ask the Rosh Yosef, according to the opinion of Bittl Isser, is only usur Midarabonon. So when I send away this bird, even if we'll suggest that this bird that I'm sending away may not be eaten, it's certainly batal amongst all the other birds that exist in the world. Since it's certainly batal amongst all the birds that exist in the world, so it's batal b'roiv. And we say that there's no issue with the rice of Eim Avatnas L'chatchila, what would be the issue? So Chassam Sofer says that certainly from here we see that under normal circumstances, to l'chatchila go and violate bittul isur l'chatchila is certainly to l'chatchila go and violate bittul isur l'chatchila is wrong. He says, I saw that the Rabbi Yosef Engel says that even if we'll say, again, another famous machloikus rishonim, when we say sofek deraisa l'chumra, sofek derabanan l'kula, is that a din midaraisa or is that a din midrabanan? So Rabbi Yosef Engel wants to say, according to the opinion that says sofek deraisa l'chumra is only a din midrabanan, midaraisa talocha is that sofek deraisa is l'kula, so that's why we're allowed to eat it, because when we pick up this bird, it's a sofek if the bird is fine or not. So we should apply the concept of sofek derabanan l'kula. And that should be the reason why we're allowed to eat it. It has nothing to do with what we're discussing in our shir. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel again, that even if we'll say that sofek deraisa is l'chumra only midrabanan, it doesn't mean that we could just be lax with a sofek deraisa. Chas v'sholem, we're never allowed to be lax with a sofek deraisa. And if we're not allowed to be lax, if we're not allowed to be lax with a sofek deraisa, that's what the Torah speaks about. The Torah could not have possibly said you could take a bird that is not kosher, you could take a bird that you're really not allowed to eat and just send it out. So Al Gemara has spoken about different examples where something should be a case of lo yisoichel kol ta'eva. The question that I saw is, we know that the Torah, the Shailas Tshuvas Lev Chaim, Chelik Beis, or Chaim Simresh Aleph, discusses the Shailah. He says, we know how concerned the Torah is about Midah v'Mishkal, about always being honest in our weight. And what the Torah says, Lo Yilcha V'Beischa, Eifa V'Eif G'doyel V'Ktana, Evin Shleim V'Tzadik Yilach. Evin Shleim V'Tzadik Yilacha, Ki Tovas Hashem Alkech Kol Eisa Eila, Kol Eisa Ovel. Here the Torah goes out of its way to identify that something that was weighed dishonestly is something that is toeva. So what would be the halacha if you bought food in a store with a dishonest weight? So what would be the halacha? Would you be, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to eat it? So the Paisk, he says, and this is a concept that we mentioned earlier in our shir, that whenever we have something which is usur, but if I look at the food, I can't tell that the food is usur. It's not independently identifiable that way. Then the halacha is we don't apply l'sechel kol to'eva. That's why the same halacha will be. The Torah HaKadosha says that we're not allowed to have in our home, in our homes, any animal. We're not allowed to have in our homes any animal that's dangerous. So the question is, if somebody has such an animal, which of course, as we're learning now, one should not have such an animal in his home. What would be the halacha if that animal, it's a cow, gives milk? Will the halacha tell us that under such a in such a circumstance, will the Torah tell us that we should not eat, drink the milk? It's something that we should never have had. And again, the same approach would be applicable because it's not something when we have milk from such a animal, we can't easily identify that that's milk that is usur. And therefore, since we can't identify that it's usur, that's why it doesn't fall into the category of a circle called Teva. But I saw that the Sefer Imri Avram says that the Gemara Masech Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes on the base teaches us Yoshev Lei Over Aveira. If somebody was careful that he didn't do Aveira, Schar Mitzvah B'Yodai. So he says, what does that mean that somebody doesn't do an Aveira, he gets Schar for Mitzvah? So he explains that our Gemara helps us understand that Gemara. He says, our Gemara is telling us that anything that's not kosher, anytime you don't eat such a food, so you're not doing the Aveira of L'Sechel Kol To'eva. So when we're careful with our diets, not to eat foods that we shouldn't have eaten, it turns out that we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to eat a lot of food, a lot of kosher food, and therefore, since we have an opportunity to avoid doing a lot of aveira, and that's why the halacha is that it should be that the halacha is that it should be that we get a lot of schar for not doing that aveira. Amar Reish Lakish. Begins the Gemara Menayla Bas Becholov Shasur. So where do we see, asked the Gemara, that Bas Becholov may not be eaten? The Torah doesn't speak about. Torah says Loi Tzavashel Gadib Chalevi Moi, and therefore the Gemara asks, how do we know we're not allowed to eat Bas Becholov? Says the Gemara Tamaloymer. The way we know it is because the pasuk says regarding the Karban Pesach, Al Tarchu Menu No, the Karban Pesach we know must be roasted, and the Torah says that if it's not properly roasted, we may not eat it. Uvoshul mavoshul. The Torah says boshul mavoshul, and the question is, why does the Torah say boshul mavoshul? The Torah is indeed teaching us that we're not supposed to eat corn paste that's boiled, but that could have been said just by saying boshul. Why does the Torah say boshul mavoshul? Matam loy maloy malcha mavoshul. There is another situation where you cook a food. So just like the Karban Pesach, which was cooked, we're learning may not be eaten. There is another food which was cooked, which may not be eaten. Ezezeh, what halacha is, that's the halacha of basa b'chalav. So the placey says that based on this Gemara, there's a very famous question, as we're learning and we'll continue learning, there's an Isser of cooking Basar B'Chalav. And the question is, what is defined as Bishul? For example, if one roasted Basar B'Chalav, will we be Isser? So it might be, suggests the Preisi, that if our Gemara is using the pasuk by Karma Pesach to teach us what the Torah means by Bas B'Cholov. So then for the halacha should be that just like by Karma Pesach, cooking is asur, but roasting is mutter, so too should be the halacha by Bas B'Cholov. So now, he suggests, well, we're going to learn now in our shir different sources to teach us the cook by Bas B'Cholov. So that means the Karban Pesach is not the source. But says the Plessy, even we're going to learn other sources, the fact that we see from Korban Pesach that the definition of Bishul is boiling, not roasting, maybe that should be indicative that there's no Isser Tzli by Korban, by Bosa B'Cholav. And therefore, there are Paiskim that want to take this more lenient position. However, the halacha is not that way. The Chasam Sofer disagrees, and he says that even according to Reish Lakish, that's learning the halachas of Bosa B'Cholav from Korban Pesach, it's not to be understood that Tzli would be mutter. Certainly, he says, one may not roast. Certainly, one may not roast Bos B'Cholav under any circumstance. So, continues the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asks the question what Reish Lakish taught us. Kurzu Shishana Rabbi. We're going to learn a brisa that Rabbi taught us. And his question is that brisa that Rabbi taught us anything, so to speak, wrong with this brisa that has the Isser of eating Bos B'Cholav from a different source? Because the Torah says, by animals that became disqualified to be used as a carbon. And the Torah says there, Rak Adam lo yisachelu, al oris tishbechenu kamayim. And then the Torah continues, lo yisachelu leman yitavloch. And that pasuk is sort of superfluous, because the pasuk is not speaking about them, explains Rashi, because there are many other psukim in the Torah that tell us how serious of an isser it is to eat dam. The Torah says, "Rak chazak levilti echol adam, kedam hanefesh loisoch al nefesh mabosor loisochlan al aris tishbechenu kamayim." So, what does the Torah want to teach us with this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, "Babos becholov hakos medamber." The Torah says the Gemara is coming to teach us that the halacha of bos becholov, and the question asks the Mefarshim, this pasuk is speaking, as we just said, about the Isser Dam. So how do we take a pasuk, they ask, which is speaking about Dam and related to Bos B'Cholav? So Rabbeinu Bechaya says that what's the reason that we're not allowed to eat Bos B'Cholav? He says that milk is created from the Dam. And the fact that we cook the milk with meat, so then we're bringing out the blood in that cholov, and it's like we're eating blood. So we see that it's very much related to the Isser Dam. So again, the Bos B'Cholav across the Daber, and the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us in this pasuk. The Torah HaKadosh is teaching us in this pasuk that we're not allowed to eat Bos B'Cholav. Ask the Brisa. Do you indeed say that this pasuk is speaking about Bos B'Cholav? Maybe it's speaking about one of the other Yisurim B'Torah, a matter to which the Gemara say, "Say leman m'shloisha esamidrash Torah in the dresser ben." We know that the Torah speaks about various ways, the Brisa of Yishmol, that speaks about various ways how we learn Nemudim in the Torah, and says the Gemara, one of them is Dova Alom B'Yomai, when there's a Pasuk that we don't know exactly what the pasuk is speaking about, we extrapolate, or we understand that the pasuk is speaking about what we say it's going to speak about from the context. Says the Rav Makos Medaber, what is the pasuk speaking about in that pasuk? The pasuk is speaking about b'shnei milim. The pasuk is speaking about animals that became disqualified for carbon that were redeemed. So the in a way, as we've learned, they are treated like kachim, and in a way they're treated like chulim. They're treated like chulim because we redeem it, and they're treated like chulim. But on the other hand, they're also treated like kachim. The halacha is the osa begiza. We're never allowed to shear those animals. We're never allowed to drink the milk of those animals. So it's like an animal that has in it two categories. Afkan, so therefore we'll say that this pasuk that we're learning from is going to be speaking about Shnei Minim, which means Bos B'Cholav. So the Gemara's question is, this is a very clear source to teach us this halacha. And therefore, ask the Gemara, if this is such a clear source to teach us the halacha, so if that's the case, why do Reish Lakish have to find the pasuk that we started with by Karban Pesach? Answers the Gemara, Imahi, if I had that pasuk, Havamina Hanimila Bachila, I would only know that Bas B'Cholav is also Bachila. Aval Bahanoloi, I wouldn't know that one may not benefit from Bas B'Cholav. That's why we had to teach us the extra Mavushal that we started with, that the Torah says by the Karban Pesach, to teach us that it's even Asa Bahanol. Ask the Gemara Rebbe, who has not been learning from that pasuk, from where will he know Banominale, from where will he know that Bas B'Cholav is Asa Bahanol? And says the Gemara, Nafkle Mehocha. He learns it from a different pasuk. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, Nemekan, when the Torah speaks about Bas B'Cholav, the Torah says, Ki am kodesh atol Hashem elokecha, l'savashigdi b'chalev imoy. V'nemel ha'alan, the Torah, when it speaks about the Isser of Mishkav Zohar, the Torah says, V'loi kodesh b'bnei Yisrael, that Mishkav Zohar is a serious Isser. So just like by Mishkav Zohar, which a person is ostensibly doing things for Anor, Ma'ab L'Halan, it's talking about something that involves Anor, Afkab Anor. So the Ritva asks the question, how do we connect these two limudim? The word Kadesh is nothing to do with Kedusha. So how do we make a Gzer Shava between the word Kadesh and Kedusha? So the Ritva says, one should not learn this Gemara as a full-fledged Zerushava, it's only an illusion. Another pshat that the Ritva suggests, what is the Torah coming to teach us? The Torah is teaching us that Klal Yisrael are a nation of Kedusha. There's more expected of Klal Yisrael than from others. What does that entail? In one hand, it entails that we have to be careful from maybe it entails that it involves us to be separate, not do Mishkav Zohar. And on the other hand, what it entails is that we should be careful in what we eat, not eat Bas B'Cholav. So that's how we could connect the two things. So the question is that if that's the case, so why do we need a Pasuk of Lo'Yaseichlenu? We should know that if it's Asa B'Anor, maybe it's certainly also Bachila. So some suggest that Taisus says this word. Some suggest that what Taisus means to say is that it might be also Bahanor, even though it's not also Bachila. And why would we say that? So the Maram, based on the Gemara that we just learned, explains it. The Maram says that our Gemara has been connecting it to Mishkav Zohar. And as we explained when we spoke about Mishkav Zohar is something that involves Hanoah. So if we're learning from Mishkav Zohar, we maybe would say that it's only Issa Hanoah that's Osir, and not an Issa, if it's not an Issa, it's not an Issa Achila. Another source says the Gemara, how we know that Bas B'Cholav is Osir Hanoah, the way Rabbi Elazar Tana, the pasuk says, "Lesechlu kol nevela, legerish b'sherechet nena v'achaloi, on machla nachri, lesevash gadi b'chalevi moi." Amr Tyra, the Tyra says, "Kishetim kirena, if you have a nevela, which of course we're not allowed to eat nevela, tells us the Tyra when you have such a nevela, lesevash lena, don't cook it in milk with tim kirena, because if you're going to do so, you're not going to be allowed to have any benefit." So we see from here, avoid cooking it because that will save you from not having an Issa Hanor. But now says the Gemara, the Beir of Shmuel Tana, he learned that the Torah says, "L'shvashi gadi b'chalev in my shalosh pamim." The Torah says this Isser three times. Echad l'Issa Achila, one to teach us we may not eat it. V'echad l'Issa Hanor, I want to teach us we may not benefit from it. Vechelus Bishul. that, so of course the question is, if that's the case, why does the Torah always use the word bishul? If these are three separate, distinct isurim, so the answer is that midoy raisa, as we explained in previous shurim, midoy raisa, the issa bas b'cholov, is only applicable if we cooked the meat and milk together. But if we didn't cook the meat and milk together, there is no issa deraisa. There's only an issa drabonon. That's why the Torah keeps on using the word bishul. What's going to, furthermore, the Tveris Yaakov says a very bechiddush. He says that the Gemara is teaching us that if the Jew violated the Isser and he cooked the basar b'cholov together, then there will be an Isser hanor. But what will be the halacha if a Nochri cooked basar b'cholov? Nochri cooked the basar b'cholov of a Jew. So even though, of course, we may not eat it, the halacha is that even though we may not eat it, we would be allowed to have a hanor from this. The Sefer Binyan Tzion says that the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin, when it speaks about this Isser Basar B'cholov, only quotes this drasha by the Torah mentioning it three times. So is the Rambam and the Torah, when they bring the Isser Basar B'cholov B'achila B'anah U'B'Bishul, only quote what Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shmuel said, and doesn't quote the other drushes. So everybody based on this says that this is the primary source for this halacha. All the other drushes that we learned in our shiur today are not that explicit, and therefore they're not quoted. So of course now the question is, if we have Rabbi Shmuel's limud, which is such a strong, powerful limud, why do we need all the other psukim? So the Sefer Binyan Tzion explains, yes, Rabbi Shmuel's drasha is a wonderful drasha, but it's only a wonderful drasha, he says, only in a case, only because we have those other drashas pointing us in this direction. If we wouldn't have those psukim pointing us in those direction, we wouldn't necessarily learn that. There's a question, now that we learned that there's an Issa Hanor by Basar B'cholov, will there be Malkus? The Mishnah Melech says that there is no Malkus from having benefit from Basar B'cholov, and the Pre-Tayer says that there is Malkus. What's going to be the halacha if there's bishul achabishul by Basar B'cholov? When we speak about Shabbos, often in Hilchos Shabbos, we know that the halacha is, in many situations, really Mikra Hadin, ein bishul achabishul. What will be the halacha by Basar B'cholov? The Yaivitz's opinion says that there is a bishul Basar B'cholov, and it's not the same as Shabbos. And the way I saw the Achroinim explain that is there's a different be something called Meleches Bishul, beautiful word. The Chasam Sofer says this word. There's something called Meleches Bishul and there's something called Pulas Bishul. So when we have a case of Bishul Achabishul, that is called Meleches Bishul. And Meleches Bishul is not, you didn't do Bishul if it's Bishul Achabishul. But when we're talking about Basar B'cholov, we're not speaking about the melacha bishul. We're speaking about the pula bishul, an act of bishul. As far as that is concerned, there will be an issur of bishul acha bishul by Basar B'cholov. The Pri Megadim disagrees, and he says that just like by Hilchos Shabbos, there is no issur bishul Basar B'cholov, so too there is no issur of bishul Basar B'cholov. There is no Issa Bishul by Basar B'cholov. The Ramah says that one is not allowed to stir the fire under a pot of a non-Jew. And why? Because, says the Ramah, as the Gilyam HaShah explains, there are blias. Of course, Nochrim are not careful with Basar B'cholov. And since Nachrim are not careful with Basar B'Cholov, in that pot there's Blias of Basar B'Cholov. And since there's Blias of Basar B'Cholov, when you stir the fire under that pot, you're cooking Basar B'Cholov. So based on this, says the Gilya Mashal, we see that there is an Isser of Bishl Acha Bishl by Basar B'Cholov. Because if there were no Isser Bishl Acha Bishl by Basar B'Cholov, what is the problem if I'm re-cooking something that was cooked again? The Shach, however, says that one should not extrapolate that from the Ramah. He says that that halacha that the Ramah says is only a chumra ba'alma. That's the way the Shach poses it. And since it's only a chumra ba'alma, therefore we can't say that that's a raya that the Ramah says is bishul acha bishul by basar b'cholov. When we speak about basar b'cholov, as we spoke earlier, how much do you have to cook that it should be considered machal ben having cooked? So we said it has to come to a point that it's kamachal ben drusoy. If it's enough, the people will eat it. But if it's not cooked to the degree that it's edible, though anybody will eat it, it would not be considered a case that you cooked basar b'chol. It's not considered a case where you cooked basar b'cholov, because if you didn't cook it to the degree that you make it edible, then we can't. If you didn't cook it to the degree that you're making it edible, then one cannot consider that basar b'cholov. I saw that the Achronim make a very interesting observation. The Gemara says that the Torah says lois vashel, and that would mean that the Isser basar b'cholov is cooking. But when we learn the Gemara, and the Gemara identifies the surim, it says echelis achil vechelis ano vechelis bashel. Shouldn't it say Isser bishel first? Because Isser bishel is the main Isser. Isn't that what the Torah should have mentioned first? So I saw that some Achronim want to suggest, and we've spoken about this previously. We spoke about a tshuva from the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav discusses a situation where there was a question on the status of a chocolate, of a dairy chocolate, if they had in it meat fat. And the way to do a test is by cooking that chocolate. But if you're cooking that chocolate, you'll be cooking basar b'cholov. And the Chabina Rav says that even though there's an Isser, as we're learning now, of cooking basar b'cholov, the Isser of cooking basar b'cholov is only when your goal is to eat that food or have benefit from that food. But if you have no need to eat that food or benefit from that food, that won't be considered a case of bishul, a case that you're cooking basar b'cholov that you're not allowed to do. So we see from here that even though the Torah, when it speaks about basar b'cholov, its focus is on cooking, but the cooking is only usur if it is your goal to eat or benefit from that basar b'cholov. So now it's very geschmack why the Gemara speaks about achila and hanah before bishul. Because the bishul is only a problem if the purpose of the bishul is to eat it or to have hanah from it. Says the Gemara Tanya Isi ben Yehuda Oimim Nayin l'basar b'cholov she'osur. How do we know the basar b'cholov may not be eaten? Says the Gemara Nemekhan. The pasuk says Ki'am kadosh ato v'nem alahalan. The pasuk says v'anshe kadosh tili bas b'seifa treifa loisa chelu with the manalari treif. And the Torah uses the word kadosh twice. So we learn malahalan osur. Of course, we know that one may not eat treifa meat. Afkan osur here too. We may not eat bas b'cholov. Ainly elabachila continues the Gemara. That only teaches us that we're not allowed to eat it. But Norman 9, how do we know that we may not benefit from basar b'cholov? Amarta says the Gemara, we make a kal v'chomer. Uma er orlo. Orlo is something that the first 3 years of a fruit tree, we may not eat from that tree. And the halacha is that we're not even anor. So says the Gemara, Oma orlo. When we speak about orlo, like nevda ba'avera, the fruit tree just started growing. Yet, the halacha is asur ba'anor, bas b'chol shenevda ba'avera. It's something that an avera was done with it, and it didn't shas ba'anor, it's certainly os ba'anor. Ask the Gemara, how could we bring a raya from Arla? There was never a time that we could eat that fruit. Whereas when we speak about Bas B'cholov, as we often mention in our shiurim, when we speak about Bas B'cholov is something that was good kosher meat and good kosher milk. So the halacha is, we can't compare the two situations. Chametz, to which the Gemara says, Chametz b'Pesach yechiyach. We bring a raya, Chametz b'Pesach, which is also a food, shayis l'asas kosher, that at one point we were certainly allowed to eat the chametz. Before Pesach, we were allowed to eat the chametz. And still on Pesach, it's also b'ano. But says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from chametz to basa b'cholov, because ma'al chametz, but Pesach, she can't anish karis. Says the Markalei Kam Yechichu. Shein anish karis. There's no karis. But still, osu b'ano, so too will be the halacha by Bas B'cholov. So we learned here in the Braisa that the Issa of eating Bas B'cholov is learned in Gzeir Shav from Treifa, and the Issa Hano by Bas B'cholov is learned from the Kavachaymer from Orlo. Lomeli asked the Gemara, why did the Gemara have to teach us? Why did the Torah have to teach us Gzeirah Shava? To teach us that we're not allowed to eat Bas B'cholov. Laisa Kula, why don't we just learn one big Kal V'chaymer Me'orla? Omar Orla Shloin, and we'll say as follows. Omar Orla Shloin Nevda Ba'Avera. If Orla, which no Avera was done, as we explained, Asura Bein Ba'Achila Bein Ba'Anah, so certainly Bas B'cholov Shloin Nevda Ba'Avera, in addition, also Bein Ba'Achila Ba'Anah. Answers Mam Shendikla Meimer. We could say Chorish B'Shar B'Chamor. If somebody works with plows with a ax and a donkey, or Chais and Pi Paro, and somebody muzzles an animal with Dashbar Yechiach Shenad B'Avera. They were used for Avera, and we learned early in this year that they're still mutter. So too we say Bas B'Chala will have the same din. Only after the Torah explains the Gemara. After we established through the Gzeirah Shava that we're not allowed to eat Bas B'cholov, then we learn a Kal V'chaymer, and once we learn the Kal V'chaymer, we can use Chayrish B'shar V'chamor or Chayrish B'shar that are demutter b'anor, because we can't bring a raya from them, because we'll say those are situations which are mutter b'chila. And Bas B'cholov, through the Gzeirah Shava, we establish as Osu B'Chila, and once we successfully established that Bas B'Cholov is Osu B'Chila, so then these cases of Loisachsim, Achar Shav B'Chamor, fall out of the discussion.